That's good.
That's good? Oh, that's good, Lord.
Well, you know I like my blues.
Okay.
Yeah.
From about Boston. Your Reds?
Huh?
Now, that's a bit silly, Supervisor. Bit silly.
Greens?
I don't like green. I don't mind the old red.
I like peas with, baked dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Love peas.
Mashed peas on a nice meat pie.
The Beards before that. I'm in the mood for Beards. The Beards are a band that have beards and all their songs is about beards.
That's correct. And the album is called Having a Beard is the New Not Having a Beard.
Okay. I can think of a new song for them.
Having a
beard after work with your mates.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Instead of a beer, you have a beard.
Beard, yeah. That was a request for Jibo and Enbo. They're both crazy.
Well, that explains it.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath before that, Never Say Die, and that's the title track. And that wasn't a big smash for them, but
it's
a great album. I really like it, Never Say Die.
Yes.
Black Sabbath. And that was recorded when they were supposedly going through all that turmoil and
chaos,
fighting and everything, but it's a great album. Very good. And Chase the Sun before that, Living Free.
What did you think of that?
Oh, mighty good.
Aussie band, Sydney as far as I know.
We went and saw them together
once. We did. They're very, very, very good.
Reminiscing is all I seem to do.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
The Night Rider. Remember him when you look at the night sky.
Take it away, Lord.
Oh, dear. This week's movie is the 1968 colour movie, The Blood Beast Terror. This movie stars Peter Cushing and was also released as The Vampire Beast Craves Blood. It was also released with two other titles, which I don't remember at the moment. The movie is set in Victorian times and has Cushing as a detective who tries to hunt a serial killer. He plays sort of a Sherlock Holmes type role, actually. The serial killer is actually a giant moth who happens to be the daughter of an entomologist who has gone mad and forgotten to go to the doctors. The entomologist turns his daughter into a blood sucker and she sort of kills heaps of people. My rating for this movie, where moth? Get it? Where, W-E-A-R, is my where, W-E-R-E, moth.
He's gone down the wrong way.
I'm glad you explained it.
Where is my where moth? Yeah, instead of a werewolf.
Oh.
It's a where moth.
Spelling's incorrect on both of them.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, sir. Two demerits.
Five.
You'll be in 1D next year.
Oh, again? Supervisor?
I can't rate that movie, I decided.
Oh.
But I liked the morgue attendant.
Oh, the morgue attendant.
The
isn't
morgue attendant
funny?
Was good because he sat there, you can't, and dinner comes first, and his plate is right next to the guy's feet, a dead person's feet, and he just puts his feet up between their toes. Yeah. He's eating his chips between their toes.
Oh, Corona.
Yeah, you'll just, it's actually, there are some quite funny segments in the movie.
Oh, well, you can check it out on our Rock and Roll Smorgasbord Facebook page, The Blood Beast Terror. I believe you have Gidget's rating.
I do have Gidget's rating for this. She's, I don't think she watched the whole movie, but she watched most of the movie. And she has asked, what is a were-moth?
What?
Yeah. If you watch the end of the movie, you'll see why we're saying that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to do that when I get home, won't
yeah,
I?
It's...
Enjoy.
It's an odd movie, John.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a normal Peter Cushing type movie.
Okay.
Even though it's obviously horror and fantasy based, it's yeah, it's a bit odd.
Okay.
It's more, it's almost a Sherlock Holmes movie in some ways.
He doesn't shut up, does he?
No, he doesn't get the hint.
Good on you.
Like a Sherlock Holmes movie, is
in
it?
In some ways.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Out of space.
We're just about to have this week's 78 rev per minute.
Who is it, Jono?
It's the Andrews Sisters this
week.
Oh,
yes, yes, yes.
And then we'll have weekly world news, and then In Concert this evening, which is Deep Purple, ooh, Rod Stewart and the Faces, and Pink Floydy Woody.
Floydy Woody.
Floydy Woody.
This
is the third hour.
Wind up that gramophone.
Presents Weekly World News.
played the wrong side of that record, I'm sorry.
Oh, you duffer.
Ah, now we know what's happened.
It was all right, but sorry, that was a bit depressing, that one.
Oh, well.
And not to worry. The Andrews sisters, lovely voices, but didn't like that one very much. Anyway,
when would have that been from? Second World War era around?
Yeah, about 1943 or 44, somewhere around
Somewhere around there.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. All right, Weekly World News.
You want me to roll the dice?
Mm-hmm, roll of the dice.
Yes, please.
Oh, struth. It's a big dice this week.
It is.
Yeah, you won.
Again?
Yep.
Oh, geez, still loaded.
I reckon it is, you know, supervisor.
Get a new one.
Yeah. No.
What, a new supervisor?
No.
Oh.
Ten demerits.
I was going to say. I wouldn't allow it.
Ten demerits. Just for having a thoughty.
A naughty thoughty. San Francisco.
Yeah, okay.
There's a good reason redheads like Lucille Ball and Sarah Ferguson, Great Britain's Duchess of York, are famous for their feisty personalities.
Mm.
They're ruled by the feistiest planet of them all, the red planet Mars. I studied the astrological charts of 217 redheads and found that Mars was dominant in every one, declares Weekly World News psychic Serena Sabak.
Oh, Serena, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was in here a few weeks back.
She was, yeah. She's gone home now.
Yeah, she's gone Sabak.
Before she got detained here because of Toyota Corolla virus. Early astrological theories, dating back thousands of years, always suggested that Mars rules iron.
Yeah, that's true. I've heard that.
There was no way of knowing that for sure back then. But now NASA probes have proven that its red colour is due to iron dioxide on its surface.
Oh, so it's rusting.
Mm.
Yeah.
Other studies confirm there is a peculiar iron compound that is found only in the hair of redheads and never in blondes or brunettes.
So redheads are Martians. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Well, I went out with a redhead once and she was from another planet, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How is your missus, by the way?
But Serena says Lucy and Fergie are typical redheads ruled by Mars, a planet that is aptly named for the ancient Roman god of war.
Yeah, yeah.
Redheads speak their mind and often get themselves into trouble by doing whatever they like to, whenever they like to do it, with little or no regard for the consequences. Says Serena. Well, there you go.
Yeah, so they're fiery, basically.
Yeah, very fiery, yes.
Teenager steals police car and has to chase his own father. Can you believe that, Jono?
Steals a police car and chases his own father.
Chases his own father. A 15-year-old lad in New York has stolen a police car from outside a bank that was being robbed. The 15-year-old spotted the car with the motor running and the doors open. He jumped in and drove off. Within seconds, a red Corvette drove away from the bank and the 15-year-old heard on his radio, well, the radio in the police car, that all units were to chase the car. So he did. When he pulled over the Corvette, the driver was his own father, who had just robbed the bank. His father told police he has no idea where his son got his bad ideas from. Don't want to be an American idiot. There you go. What? What did I do?
Are you an American idiot?
No.
Well, it sounds like it.
I'm not from America. I didn't chase me old man.
You're acting like an American idiot.
He's a police car. calling all units, chase that red car.
I'll do it.
Oh, Dad. How are you going?
G'day, Dad. What are you up to?
Give us some of that money.
Do you want to borrow this police car?
the ancient... the ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle.
Yeah.
Many contributions to the Western civilization are well known, but a few non-historians are aware that he also wrote extensively on the subject of how to pick up girls.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. In addition to his books on politics, physics, and morality, Aristotle penned a book on romance.
Mm.
In the book, the philosopher laid out his theories on how a man should approach a strange woman, use poetry to win her heart, even how to dump her diplomatically if the relationship went sour.
Dump her diplomatically. There's an album in that.
Yes. Dumped Diplomatically.
By Aristotle and the Philosophers.
And the American Idiot.
Don't want to be an American idiot.
Please take your medication.
Which one of you?
Both of us.
Now, that's a bit harsh, Supervisor.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, no copies of the book exist today.
Yeah.
It's one of more than two dozen texts written by the brilliant thinker that were lost over time. The last known copy was destroyed. You know, there's a famous announcer on a well-known
on the
announcer,
radio,
talkback host,
yeah.
And he always says, "Known, grown, film." It's not known; it's known. It just drives me nuts.
Wow.
He's well paid, and he pronounces it incorrectly.
What about film? A lot of people say that.
Yeah, film. It's film.
Film, yeah.
Yes. Like, I'm not going to... Why do people even say now he filmed it? It's not film. It's recorded, isn't it? He filmed it, but...
Nowadays it's not film, no.
That's correct. The last known copy was destroyed when the famous library at Alexandria burned to the ground in ancient times. Mm. Today, all historians...
Old blokes.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to be an old bloke to be an historian.
No, but you burned a long time ago.
No, about the last volume comes from references made to it by later writers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Great.
Thank you, Supervisor. Hero saves entire town from burst pipe.
Burst pipe?
Yeah.
Oh.
A pipe in a small town in the state of Alabama burst open last Wednesday and started to flood the local tavern. The entire population of the town was at the tavern having a drink.
Well, they won't be now.
No, they'll be kicked out. Mm. An American football game was being played on the big screen, and all the people turned up to watch it. A pipe then burst, flooding the tavern with ice-cold beer. So everyone attempted to get as much free beer as possible, to the point of nearly drowning. A plumber at the tavern managed to turn off a tap, and the people were saved. The plumber is being called a hero and a villain.
Both?
Yeah, a double dipper.
Okay. Two elephants passed out in a garden after rampaging through a village and drinking 30 litres of wine.
Wow.
Although officials claim they were just resting.
Oh, having a snooze.
The drunken duo were among a 14-strong herd that raided Yunnan Village in China, damaging grain alcohol vats along with solar panels and homes.
Wow.
No villagers were harmed. Forestry officials claim two pictures of the two elephants lying down back to back just showed them resting, saying the prone pachyderms were sober and that whether they drank any alcohol is hard to determine. Yeah, more fibs from China.
Yeah. Mm. Imagine that, two elephants. It must have been strong wine. Yeah.
It was a corona position they were in.
Oh, they were in the corona, the elephantine corona position.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried that, the elephant on corona position?
I tried it once and the judge said, Mr. Pig, he didn't call me Lord, Mr. Pig, never again.
Never again?
Never.
And you've taken his advice?
I've done it about four times since then.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to admit that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
TV news broadcast proves a very dark broadcast.
A dark broadcast. Oh, okay.
ATAC News, spelt A-T-A-C, so that must, stand for something, from New Mexico in the United States, has made a mistake at an outside broadcast that has caused people at home watching the TV to go into panic. The panic was not related to the actual news story, which was only a car accident. The cameraman forgot to take the lens cap off the camera, so people at home could hear the news but not see anything. Some families used it as an excuse to go out and buy a new TV. One family even sent the bill to the TV station.
What, they didn't check if any other channels were black as well?
Silly billies. Don't want to be an American idiot.
How do you know they're American?
It was in New Mexico in the United States.
Oh, okay. Well, you sound a bit down on Americans there, Lord.
No, I love Americans.
They're not all idiots.
I didn't say they were. There's just two stories happen to be about American idiots. What do you want me to do?
Turkmenbashi in Turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Undersea treasure hunters exploring the Caspian Sea say they've discovered a primitive submarine that could date back as far as 500 BC.
Really?
The mysterious vessel was so covered with moss and other underwater vegetation that it was almost unrecognisable.
Yeah.
But when the thick green carpet was scraped away, the sub was found to be nearly intact, and it bore words in a form of Persian not used for 2,500 years.
What?
Experts hope to raise the 40-foot vessel later this year.
Was it yellow?
Beep hunt.
Was it a yellow submarine?
It was green. It was covered in green.
Green. But once they took the green carpet off, was it a yellow submarine underneath?
No, it wasn't.
I reckon the supervisor might have something.
What, corona?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, wash your mouth out.
Oh, thanks.
Oh. Well, it's all right, Lord. She's in the kitchen.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Yeah, so I knew that.
It's all right.
Yeah, I knew that.
And I spat into your coffee.
Twice.
Again.
Thanks.
Any more from you?
Not from me, mate,
and
no.
That's it for me as well. Well, there you go. Well, that's Weekly World News for this week.
Hooray.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Who have we got, Chana?
We have Deep Purple.
Yes.
Rod Stewart and the Faces. So early Rod Stewart and the Faces from 1974. Mm. We're going to have a double track from them. It sort of blends in.
Awesome.
And then Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb. So that should bring us up to a bit time. I don't know if Swanee's here tonight.
I'm not sure, mate.
I think he might be off tonight.
He might be having a break. Yeah, good on him.
But Gorgeous George will...
He is gorgeous, isn't he?
He is. He's very good, Gorgeous George.
He's a good-looking rooster, too, quietly.
Yes, that's why he's called Gorgeous.
Oh. Mm, yeah. Gee, they're clever, the people here.
24 minutes after 8 o'clock, this is the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord with John Robb, Lord Pig and the Supervisor. I hope you enjoy in concert.
Can you imagine? imagine how it feels to be somewhere that you can do no wrong. But it's all right, you're safe in my hand. I'll meet you in the sky tonight, and we'll trace some undiscovered star. We'll go beyond the universe, beyond all understanding. Hey, it's not that far, but it's all right. You're safe in my hand. I can't stand living this way, getting by from day to day, drinking from your loving cup. Told you things were looking up. It's all right, we made it so
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was Rapture of the Deep. Mm-hmm.
Red lips, seven finger nails. over 30 years experience, you'll be in great hands at Granny Flat Leaders. The dream starts in your backyard. Our vision is to combine investment, design and construction to make your dream come to life. We want to help inspire you to make a change and experience great life improvements through Granny Flat Leaders. Call us now on 8076 1613 and ask us how, or visit www.grannyflatleaders.com.au. Sponsor of the Jukebox Jive program.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111, or pop in at Shop 20A Winston Hills Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills 2153, or go online infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Concise Finance is a nationally recognised mortgage broking firm with an integrated and holistic approach to financial services. We are built on the foundations of a tailored experience for each customer. With extensive experience in residential and investment property loans, we are the mortgage broking firm that will help you secure your financial freedom. The ethos at Concise Finance is to fully engage with clients to get it right the first time. If you're looking for your next property or to better your interest rates, call one of the team from Concise Finance on 1300 978 357. Station sponsor.
Hi, I'm Happy Jack, and I'd like to welcome you to join us at the North Mead Bowling Club, Windsor Road, North Mead. Your local community club with great food, a fine selection of wines and cold beers, heaps of entertainment and an amazing kids playground. Truly something for the whole family to enjoy. There are monster raffles on Friday at 6pm, Sunday at 4pm, live entertainment Sunday from 1pm, NRL on the big screen, barefoot bowls and a whole lot more. The North Mead Bowling Club, Windsor Road, North Mead. It's your community, your club. NBC is your local place to be. Sponsor, Alive 90.5.
This is Graham Davidson inviting you to a journey with me on the Soul Train on Tuesdays at 8pm on Alive 90.5 for the best in soul, R&B, funk, southern and jazz rock sounds. The Soul Train on Tuesdays at 8pm.
Yes, tomorrow 8pm. Between 6 and 8 tomorrow night there's Frankie Dengate and Blues Circus, then Graham Davidson and the Soul Train, and then after Graham is Ross Fear's Australian Spectrum, and tomorrow night's guests are Steve Kilby from The Church and Gareth Koch, and they're doing some music together, and that's featuring their new album tomorrow night. So that's quite good.
And three good shows, John.
Yes, and their new CD is out on Foghorn MGM, in store, distributed by Foghorn and MGM. So check that out tomorrow with Ross Fear, Steve Kilby and Gareth Koch. Hope you enjoyed it in concert. I know Lord Piggles and I did.
Oh, awesome.
We had finished there with Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb, from the album Delicate Sound of Thunder.
Thunder. What a great name for an album, really.
Yes, you like that?
Yeah, very clever.
Rod Stewart and the Faces, oh. Angel, which is a Jimi Hendrix track, and Stay With Me, which was a hit for them. Mm. And that album's called Coast to Coast, Overture and Beginners from 1974. And you know what I like about that? I mean, Pink Floyd, and that's great with the big production, but that's very early, just the instruments mic'd up.
Yeah, it's a little bit raw.
Yeah, it's raw, isn't it? And it's very good. I liked it. And Deep Purple, Rapture of the Deep, that's good. That's a later track from them, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is.
And that was from the Hard Rock Show 2006.
Yeah, so done in London, apparently.
Mm. Mm. Very, 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 very good.
Oh.
Oh, a bit silly.
True.
Went a bit silly then.
Just a little bit.
Let's fit
what
in.
What did you think of it all, Supervisor?
I'm still waiting for my second request.
What was that?
Well.
What was that? Raises
Akadaka.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I know the Woodville Road Terrier would like some Akadaka, so
why don't we do that?
Thunderstruck.
So we're going with Borich and Tilders.
Oh, Kevin Borich and Dutch Tilders. Wait till you hear this. This is really good, actually.
The track's called They Call Me Midnight, and then we'll have some Thunderstruck, and that'll see us out. So we'll say good night.
Good night.
If you want to hear something next week, drop us a line on our Rock and Roll Smorgasbord Facebook page. Uh-huh. We'd like you to do that. You can check out Lord Pig's movie reviews and all sorts of interesting stuff. So, self-isolate, stay your distance from people.
Behave.
Keep well, and hopefully we'll be with you next week.
In the car park.
Thanks for listening.
Yep.
And you look after each other. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
They call me Moonlight. I do my best work in the dark. They call me Moonlight. I do my best work in the dark. Big dog come. Let me be your little dog. I tell you, a big dog come. When your big dog gets there.
Ah.